It's the June Employee Plus sale at Moran Blue Water Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler. Right now, you'll get employee pricing plus all available rebates on new Jeep and Ram models. Drive off in a rugged Ram or explore more in a brand new Jeep. See them on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at bluewatercdjr.com.
All right, 7:40 on this Thursday morning. Some good economic news, as you heard in the news a few minutes ago, involving the old Domtar paper company. Port Huron City Manager James Freed. This is a big deal, isn't it?
It's huge. It's absolutely monumental for the city of Port Huron. We have our industrial park is 100% full,
yeah.
And now our paper plant is coming back online. I don't believe that this could have happened in any other city. So I've had the pleasure of working with the group that's putting Legacy Port Huron paper together and meeting with the staff and walking through the plants for the last several months now. And the depth of knowledge of Port Huron residents who are multi-generational paper makers and artists. I mean, there's an art and a very high level sophistication to make quality paper. To see these folks come back into their production facility and to unshutter a paper mill in America in 2025, I don't think it's been done anywhere else. And to bring that type of level of investment, you're talking an initial $24 million investment with a total investment of $30 million, 50 really good paying jobs. These are not entry level jobs. These are sophisticated manufacturing jobs that pay very well. I say it can only be done in Port Huron because we have generations and generations of paper makers, and that experience to be able to go in there and to hear them talk, to hear them look at the machine and know how the machine operates. I'm just sitting there watching the depth of knowledge that we have in our community. And the pride that they have into bringing this back online and doing this for the city. And so it's an incredible effort by BMI Group. Mark Bissett, who's a local Port Huron guy, he's brilliant, not just by Port Huron standards, but global industry markets. Mark knows the paper industry probably better than anybody else does. I don't think without his talent here in Port Huron, this would ever have happened. So he's bringing this to fruition and bringing a really, really A-class team with him to achieve this. And I think it's monumental. I think the state of Michigan's taking notice as well. I think you'll hear some more information coming out of Lansing soon about the project. But yeah, just incredibly exciting. One of those things you're just very proud of, that not only did we know we could do this, we did it well for so many years, hundreds of years, and now we're bringing it back online again. So I'm very proud of it.
We're going to have Mark in here next hour. He'll talk a little bit more about the project, what they're going to be doing at that paper factory. The mayor of Port Huron this week told me that she would like to revise the city charter. That is not an easy thing to do. It's a long process, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I was surprised to hear it and to hear her reasoning behind it. She's been in office now 8 months, and we haven't had a single proposal or initiative from her. I mean, it's kind of exciting when a new mayor gets elected because they often comes with proposals and ideas and initiatives, and we haven't had any of those. And so this was kind of the first thing we heard about. And I'm not sure if the mayor has actually ever read our city charter, because this notion that you have a city manager who's a king, that I have all this authority and I'm running the city, is not even remotely true. The fact is, Paul, I can't pay the monthly DTE electric bill without getting approval from council. All the authority for policymaking, passing ordinances, paying the bills, all the authority rests with the duly elected council. They have complete authority over the city. They're the ones that direct me and tell me what to do. The council does. So when the mayor says she wants to open the charter back up to balance the power out, what she's actually saying is she wants to do a charter amendment to take power away from her fellow elected officials who, again, stood for a citywide election, and take that power and centralize it in her. So I think that was just kind of like, well, the first I've heard of it. I think it's a pretty big deal. There's 276 incorporated cities in the state of Michigan. Only 33 out of the 276 use a mayor form of government. More than 90% now are the council management form of government. And you want a professional person, you know, whether you hate James Freed or not, you do want somebody. This is a $144 million annual operating budget. We have 549 employees, 6 collective bargaining groups, and I have about 10 different federal and state agencies that I have to account for compliance issues with when we operate in compliance with federal regulations and laws. So it's a very complicated job, there's a reason why we have the council manager form of government. I think the mayor and council in the past and the council, I think they get great pride in the oversight. If I had all the authority that the mayor thinks I have, I'm not sure why we're holding council meetings twice a month where I have to go ask for permission to pay the utility bills, and anything we want to purchase and any policy we want to do has to go before the duly elected council. And so the idea that somehow the city manager has authority, I mean, I kind of wish that was true. It'd make my job a little bit easier. But it's the council. So I don't know why the mayor, after serving as mayor for only 8 months, wants to have a conversation about taking authority from her fellow council members and giving it to herself. So we'll see. The charter process is that type of revision would require first an initial election from the people to start the process. Then there would be a second election, almost like a council election, where people would run to be on the charter commission. So then you got to get elected to the charter commission. And the charter commission is fully autonomous. The council and mayor have no persuasion over what they do and what they decide. So you don't know what kind of government you're going to get. And then it would take any proposed changes that the commission comes up with that have to go to a third vote of the people. So if you fast track this as fast as humanly possible, you're talking a 5-year process. And it's difficult for a reason. It's like the mayor saying, I want to rewrite the Constitution because the charter is our constitution for the city. Well, without any specifics of why you'd want to do that, it's just we're all kind of in the dark. I'm kind of in the dark, but, you know, we'll see. I mean, it was interesting. Well, I don't think it was a proposal. It was just a commentary without any specifics or how it was going to happen or what it would look like. But yeah, I think it's very interesting. This false narrative that the city manager has the authority and the city manager runs the city again, it would make my job a lot easier. But every 14 days, I'm before council explaining what we're doing and seeking their approval on everything.
Seeking their approval, but like who draws up the agenda and who sets the agenda for the city? Not the meeting agenda, yeah. But who says, you know, here's what we want Port Huron to be?
The elected officials do.
And in what way?
We have our goal setting session, especially through their biggest voices through their annual budget. That dictates the capital spending. We're doing, I think, $11 million in capital spending this year alone. That's streets, water, sewer, picking which infrastructure gets done. They have to adopt the annual capital improvement plan. So this is a 6-year capital improvement plan. Remember, a good city, the fire trucks and police show up on time, the toilets flush, and the water's safe to drink. We don't control everything. We are a free market, free enterprise economy where local businesses community sets where the city's going to go. We're in charge of infrastructure and core services. But the mayor and council do that through their spending and through directing ordinances. We're talking about the chicken ordinance right now. I don't have a vote in that. And so the chicken ordinance, I mean, that's going to council and that's just a sample, but every ordinance, every policy, you know, traffic controllers and speed limits and all of that. If you look at, Our mayor and council, they do an excellent job of that. But yeah, the agenda. So if you talk about like the legitimate the council agenda, because mm-hmm. I think the mayor has been confused on that. Is I by the rules and procedures draft an agenda, but the council has to approve that agenda on Monday night, and they can make any amendments and adjustments to that as they see fit, which they have done. Mm-hmm. Because again, the complete authority lies with the duly elected council. And that's why you want that. Nobody wrote the city charter saying we should give an unelected, appointed bureaucrat full control of our city. That is not what the city manager form of government is. The council maintains that control because the founders have always said the power rests in the people, and the people elect the legislative body, the council that oversees me. So this notion that I have this grand authority that the mayor thinks I do, again, make my job easier, not do this every 14 days, but I would encourage the mayor to diligently take some time and actually open the charter and read it to understand how the council manager form. Because remember, out of 276 incorporated cities, only 33 don't have our form of government.
When was the last time that the Port Huron City Charter was revised?
It actually began in 2008, and it was completed in 2013, but that was for some very targeted measures. It was not just, let's open it up for the sake of opening up. And even then, they didn't change the form of government. We've been a council-manager form of government since, I think, before the 60s. We were one of the first council-manager form of governments before it spread all over the country. So, yes, in 2008, we did some housekeeping on council seats and all stuff like that, but it was very targeted. And most certainly nobody said we're going to change the charter without ever telling the public specifics. That's very important. It causes a lot of alarm. But yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm just along for the ride, Paul. You know,
as are we all.
Yeah, my job, Paul, is I want to make sure the police and firefighters have what they need to keep our people safe. That's easier said than done because you got to pay for everything. I want to make sure that the water is safe to drink. I want to make sure that lead service lines are getting replaced. I want to make sure that the roads are getting better, which they are. I want to make sure that we fund our legacy costs and make sure that when people are paying their taxes, it's going to paying off services that they need, not legacy cost. Look at our parks and recreation. We've done a lot of strategic planning, got millions of dollars in parks grant funding. So if you look at the community back when I came home in 2014 versus where to say about 40% of our downtown had plywood over it. I mean, if you used to walk out, all the second floors had plywood over it. Our unemployment rate was at about 16%. We used to chase jobs. Now we chase workers. You know, our biggest issues now are we need to find quality workers, and we need to get some housing because we have a housing shortage. So many people want to live here. And so I also, one of the most proud things we've done is look at the collaborations we've done with Port Huron Schools, SC4, Blue Meets Green. It's not just the one person like the mayor taking all the power and authority to run the city. We're collaborating with all these different stakeholders to deploy school resource officers, to redo the hospital and college district with new housing and new infrastructure to bridge that. You know, we say it before, why is it so important to work with SC4? 80% of nurses from McLaren come from SC4. And same can be said for Lake Huron. And those are local Port Huron kids getting a real opportunity, good paying job. So I'm going to keep making sure that we get these quality services delivered. I don't let the rhetoric on the radio really guide us because there's too much at stake. We do these jobs. You know, you're city manager. I show up to my office every day, and I never want to let the community down because every day I walk in knowing the consequence of the moment. I know the consequence it means to sit in that office and to do that job and to make sure we deliver quality services. And I'm grateful for a very supportive council that was duly elected and has the authority to control everything that goes on in the city.
You mentioned infrastructure. There's one piece of infrastructure that has been a real issue for the last couple of years. That's the Tainter Gate at the canal. Where does that stand right now as far as funding? I know there's a big
surge. So we're working with the state and feds. We're in the initial Senate budget. Senator Gary Peters has got us into the U.S. Senate budget to fund that, as well as a fire truck. Now, there's a lot of horse trading that goes on in D.C., so whether or not we're going to make it to the final budget draft is a huge Hail Mary. Representative Pavlov in the State House has just done a tremendous job. He's working on two major issues for us, funding of the canal and also helping us get the Joshua Conant law passed. He's really taking the lead on both of those. And for a first-term representative, the man hit the ground running. He's working hard, and he seems to have a lot of respect in Lansing. He's got about 33 different legislators, bipartisan legislators, coming to Port Huron next month to tour the gate, to see the community and see Blue Water Fest. And I think he's coalition building. And I think it's very impressive for a first-term representative to immediately go in and start coalition building, and that'll be helpful for all of us.
All right, very good. Yeah, Blue Water Fest coming up next month. It's going to be here real quick, isn't it?
We were in winter coats a week ago.
I know.
We're on the beach yesterday, and now this is the problem with summer. It flies by so fast.
We need a city manager that can fix the weather.
I will work on that.
James, thanks for coming in. I always appreciate it. James Freed with us on WPHN. Let's check weather real quick.